הלוכב לסקיילים הרי מאוד מגיע למעשה. Some bochum think that it's good for them to hear it because hopefully one day they'll get married and then they have to know it. It's also true. Hopefully. Although it's not, I want this first to touch about the problems that exist about Tevilah Skelim, no shaykhis to someone who gets married or not. Lemoshul, you go to a store, Lamazogan Rabbanut, yeah? Lamazogan, you go to a store, one of these hotels that has Rabbanut, yeah? They tell you in America it also, it's Legoff from OU or Chweist, Lamazogan, all these modern Italian, all the eating, you know. Not going out to all these Averas. But the problem is, you're eating from Kelim that are not Tovu. You're either Isur Tvilas Kelim. You see, Baal Kubetz Isur Dereise. Is it Isur to eat from a Kelim if it was not Tovu?
If you don't know it.
If you don't know, so if you don't know it. So what? If you don't eat.
You have a Chiyuv to title the Kelim.
Not allowed to eat from a Kelim that is not Tovu. Even if you don't own the Kelim. So you're not allowed to put on a light at someone else's house also if you don't own it. Look at this. This is our Tere, also, let. Now, the Moshul, this how it's all. Then you have Bochri and the Moshul for Shabbos, Lamazogan, they go to the ant, yeah? My parents told me if I don't go to the ant, Mama should get the Koach Nefesh. So I called and she promised me everything will be badatz, yeah? You got Baba Mises, but Lamazogan. But she told the Kalim, they will eat the rice if you're eating by her good day. We checked in the freezer, everything is okay. Say that. Aber, shout out to the Kalim. Then a lot of Bochim just, you know, they come to the Diras and they have all different Tfusa Sabais, all different Kalim. Lama Zogan, they check in the Dira days and it says that it's kosher. Lama Zogan. Aber, if no one was telling about this Kalim, Pasha says, Isol de Raisa, Isol de Rabbanon, if you use this Kalim. Then, the Moshul, you have to know, a lot of times you want to go to Shabbos to somewhere, so you want to be mechabed him, and you go to Shufra to buy chocolate, yeah? But, you know, you're balabatish shtikl, so you buy this glass dish. So we'll see about that. I was the whole day busy with them, how they do it, yeah? We'll see. All different stores in America, Nut Eppes is a big store, I forgot the old Nut Eppes. Back and forth on the telephone today, all the tail of the Rabboni, we'll see. Again, if you're not allowed to, if you buy, you're able to leave not have the rice. This one, maybe three times it says in the Torah, if me'iva. Could be you yourself, over a Yisro, when you give it over to the person. It's nishta zeleich. And again, then it's nagea mur lemaisa, bocha buys a kettle, he has to know how to be tovel it. As a toaster oven, how to tovel the grate. Yes, to be tovel, not to be tovel. So, to go do all these halachas, but I'm going to get to everyone, for sure, then you buy a house, and you own a house, and you have to buy a toy with the kelim, but then you have to know the halachas of Tefillah Skelim. So I want to go do, we have to know you buy grape juice, the bad was tovel, it's not tovel. What have to you buy? Badatz, not badatz. What?
I can only use it once.
I asked. When I want to be tabled, when the grape juice is inside, I want you to be tabled? 1 second. That's the shadow. What is my shadow? Where the grape juice is inside? One second. What was the question? When the grape juice is inside? So I'm asking, so what was the shadow? What? How to table? With the grape juice?
No.
So what the shadow was, if a person finishes the grape juice and he wants to use it again, or he poured out grape juice, too much. So they want to leave a little bit for half a dollar. So they're using again the bowl. You're allowed or you're not allowed? So we'll go, no. Don't worry, yeah? Just let me to go do. I'm just trying to explain, it's important before we start the halachas of Tevilas Kelim, the person thinks that it's not nagea to him. It's not nagea to him. And people, mamish nichshul kaseidah, I'm saying, people go to cousins every week, I hear the shayla. They told me, check, they only use this achsherim, what's the shaykhas? And if she tells you, she told you about the kelim? Someone told me, he answered, she told you about the kelim. And then asked her where, she said, in the bat. She doesn't really have to go to the mikveh. They know where to be tevel kelim. You know how to be tevel kelim. If you hold on to it, it's nishkan tevilah, what you do? Lama Zayin already, she promised you she buys badatz. She doesn't know how to be tevel kelim. She's not a tzoret. So b'meile, I think we have to go learn the sugya from the Eimek Bizalocha Lamaise. And again, we'll try to go on all the stories in America, what they explain, how they do it. And we'll try to see, you know, what is the right thing and what has to be changed. So Lama again can say that vote. I know there's amiratzis of some people that if they cover it with those shiny plastics, that it's okay. There's amiratzis in some stores. You buy the glass dish and they put like a little, I don't know how you call it in English, tzlov epesaza, something as they tzlov chodaze, and they put it on top of the dish and they say it's not touching the dish and it's okay. Yeah. There's no rav in the world that holds that it helps. There's no ein rav that it helps. So, long again, I want to learn the sugya, and we'll go. It says in the Pasuk, in Bamidbor, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Kol Dovor Asher Yovoi Boeish, Ta'aviru Boeish, V'toher. Ach B'menido Yischato. So, Chazal Dorshin V'toher, Ach B'menido Yischato, that even after you take out the Ge'ule Akum, the Hayim, you kasher it, in fire or in hot water, that it doesn't have blias from akum, is a halacha that the kli needs tvilas kelim. The little person kol asher lo yavi ba'esh ta'aviru b'mayim. So the kula alma say a metal dish that had a gole, I know the guy used it, or stama keli, even the guy didn't use it. If it comes from the guy, is a chiyuv to make tvilas kelim. It's a shaila how you darshan kelim chadoshim, kelim yeshonim. But la'alocha l'maisa, I want to skip the chelik of the droshes. L'kula alma, every kelim needs a tefilas kelim. Sai kli yoshon, that was used by the goy. Sai kli chadosh, needs tefila. Lefi rov rishonim, tefilas kelim is deiraisa. It's a chiv deiraisa, tefilas kelim. Sido miyot rishonim, that it's the rabbonon. Ikar ha'alocha kaimelon, tefilas kelim deiraisa. Metal, klimatches, silver, ledas rov rishonim is tvila deiraisa. Metal, silver, and today they machmir in all the new metals, titanium and all of these kind of aluminium and all different kind of new metals. Ich weiß nicht, lebeise, we machmir. Not going into it. Glass is a machlekes, aber lekule alme glass is chayav betvile. Pashtus could be rolled the rabbanon. What is the community to know if it's the rice of the rabbanon? When you go to the mikveh kelim and you have a spoon and a cup to make the brocha on the spoon and not on the cup, because the spoon tefilosei the rice, the cup tefilosei the rabbanon. So first we do the mitzvah the rice, the brocha is chal on the mitzvah the rice. And then we do it on mitzvah the rabbanon.
Yeah, he makes that.
Plastic. If in most shittas, it's not chayav betvile, and this is ikar ha'aloche. So don't machmirim the toivel plastic dishes. We'll try to stick to the ikar ha'aloche. Alevar will be yotze tvilas kelim with the ikar ha'aloche. We'll see later all different kind of ceramic and all different china. If it's chayev and doesn't not chayev, karel. Well, maybe later we'll go to the list of more details of kelim. But you say the klei matches is the reise, klei schuch is the rabbonon, and then we'll see kelim that are potter bichlal. We'll go back. Chutz from the mitzvahs esef from tvilas kelim is osur lihishtamesh bekli she'eino tovu. There's an isur ishtamshus and a klisha ein atavu. Again, it doesn't mean that the food becomes asur. People think, oh, put an egg in a fragment that was not tavu, the egg becomes asur. The egg doesn't become asur, just you have to take it out. Also, you have a dish of candies, and you put candies inside, and you found out that the dish is not tavu, you can't wait till tomorrow, you have to go over to the dish and take out the candies from the dish that was not tavu. Now, it's a shayla if you're allowed to eat off the dish. Most of the person goes to Rabbanut Lamazagan restaurant, and Lamazagan that came are not tovel. So I'll tell you who tovels and who doesn't tovel. I found out every sharing what they do. But Lamazagan, they're not tovel. So you say, okay, oi, they put an egg on the plate, chapa rein the egg. They put everything, I chapa rein, I'm helping them, I'm taking it off. So first you have to know, you can't use the fork. Okay, so use your fingers, yeah? That's an issue, that problem. So you have to know, a soup lekula alma you're not allowed to eat off their plate. It's called you mishtamish in the plate. Also, salad things, for most poskim, it's also to eat from the plate. It's called a ishtamshus in the plate. For sure, to put on your plate, for sure is also. And for sure, to take from the main dish to put on your plate, for sure it's also. Shal, if it was already served to you, you would have to pour it on the table and eat from the table, or you could take it off with your hands. Now, the isur is tamshus and kelim. If it's a isur deraisa de rabbanon, if he most shittes is the rabbanon. Now, what is the isur is tamshus? It's two tzadim. One tzad is a mitzvah tefillah. And while I'm not toivel, I'm mevatel the mitzvah. This is one tzad. It's a bitul mitzvah. So every time when I'm not toivel, if I'm not mishtamish, I'm not mechuyev to toivel. When I'm using it, then it's called I'm mevatel the mitzvah. I'm asking the longest. Basically, it's in the class that I'm also not doing the mitzvah, but I'm not giving mechutim to the mitzvah. When I'm using it, so what is the ba'atzim? It's not isul to eat ba'atzim, but this is the bitul mitzvah. Because if not, it'll be a mitzvah and no one will do it, yeah? I mean, the mitzvah will never be done. The Torah says, Hashem wants before you eat to be toivel. So when you're eating, you're over. And Anders Zagan, it's a isul de rabbonon, hashuyev, you mashen, you mishtamish, you're over the isul de rabbonon. Now, Anders Zagan, it's not such an isul, it's stamp some Indian. Now, the shadow is like that. As a machlek is if you're allowed to be matbil in Shabbos, kli she'ein tovu. Some shit is hold, you're allowed to. Frag the Mishnah Berurah, why are you allowed to matbil kelim in Shabbos? It's not metakin money. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, it's not an issu to mishtamish. It's a bitul mitzvah, it's not a real issu. So in Mele, while it's not a real issu, it's not called a metakin money. So this state of Mishnah Berurah, it's not mamish an issu gomu. It's only a bitul ishtamshes. Shlomo Zalman Oibach Lemosha said that the oinen is allowed to drink from a kli that is not tovu, because it's part of mekol mitzvahs. If it's a isul the rabbanon already, so the oinen will not be allowed to use a kli she'en a tovu.
Mishnah says you can't, though. Mishnah Bava Zika says you can't. In Benish Moshos.
Avani is not allowed to map. The Shaila, why? So this was the person clear. The Prime Godim Luchis Pesach says that if a person has a Koy She'ein HaTovul, he cannot use it for Leila Seder. He declares if the mitzvah for Leila Seder is Deicha Da'avere for Mishtamshus B'Kli She'ein HaTovul. You come to Leila Seder, a lot of times, happens in most houses, and they forgot the Tovul the Becher. So if you're allowed to use it to Dalat Kaisis or not? Are you Mesupik? You know, some people, Leila Leila, the parents go away for those hotels for Pesach, yeah? And they find out that the guy that made the Seder just ordered a couple of boxes, and you see he's opening the boxes and putting it on the tables. It's not tovu. So use plastic. Plastic, let's say that, abakaisis. So the Megonim, Abadir, the Megonim, class, it's an isu to drink without tvile. The mitzvah's Pesach is deicha the isu on that. Okay, but the kula alma is an isu. So let me get isu to say. The chiyuv tefilas kelim, want to go to seder ha'inyan, is kelim shekonu Yisrael migoy. Say if the goy factory has the factory, and he's the one that was meyatzer, he's the one that created the kelim. Even if a Jewish person made a keli and he sold it to a goy, and you buy it from the goy, you also chayav betvila. So a lot of times, nageh, a person goes to a store in Eretz Yisrael, and they have some Russians she'ainu b'nei bris, and they are the owners of the store. So even if it has an Israeli make, it's chayav b'tefillah. Same thing in chutz la'aretz, you could have Israeli makes, and it's chayav b'tefillah. Now, if it's a suffix, if it's nasa by a goy, suffix d'oraisa. Even kelim that are done by yidden, if some of the shears owned by goyim, a lot of rabbonim hold that it could be it's chayav b'tefillah. If you mesufik, could be you have to be tovel. It's a shaila, what is the balance of shears or not? That's not so simple. A lot of big companies are owned by goyim, by shears by goyim. So lefi ze, la'aloche, shlav aleph. If you buy a kli from a goy, you have to be tovel. A goyish company in a Jewish store, you have to be tovel. You come to places that are not, kelim are not tovel, you're not allowed to eat till you're tovel. It's the aloche rishayna, before the hilchas tefilas kelim. Hopefully we'll try to cover everything. So a person goes into a hotel. So Lama Zogin goes into Manhattan into a hotel. Yeah? Lama Zogin, a glass car, clean, cold, you're allowed to. Yes, I'm really smart. But for sure the hotel in Manhattan is not Taiba the Kaila. The Tarot says. But he's a guy, he's not Mechuv to be Taiba the Kaila. I'm allowed to eat by him. If I buy the kli by him, I'm not allowed to drink it. But so the American hotels are much easier. I don't know the shares, the buy the place nicht. So don't even the whole own hotels or not. But to go to the goyish hotels, in that part is much easier. Or even in America you have restaurants, goyish restaurants that didn't have a hechsher on it, but they're owned by the goyim. So there is no chiv tefilas keli. The problem is when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you go to a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, you think, oh, in Eretz Yisrael, Avada we can get. Here, forget about Trumas and Maises, every kli is a shalom on a day raisa. Now, the Metzius is, to be tovel every kli in a hotel, it's kemat impossible. Impossible. They go bankrupt before they finish to be tovel all the game. It's not shaykh. It's much not shaykh. So there's one Eitzah, this is what the Moshe Rabbanut Mehadrin did years ago, and this is most Balei Hechsherim in Chutz La'aretz do. They sell a part of the hotel to a guy. Some of the hotels attack your own, half by a guy. What are the helps? Shulchan Aruch state in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Tevel Kelim. La'aloche. So the aloche is, you makne to a guy, and b'meile, I'm a shoyel. I want to say this, you remember, I said this halachas, only if you remember you could pass him into the shiur. Chas v'shalom, I'm all you stuck. You know, you go to Atlanta for the zmanim. And you know, you have to buy something to eat. You want to buy a peskelim. There's no chad pami, no paper goods. The ma'aseh says no mikveh, you can't find a mikveh kelim. So you don't know what to do. So the eitzah is you buy the kelim, you tell the goy, I'm paying you, I want you to stay the owner, and I only want to borrow it. And then you're allowed to use it. So the altvilas kelim. Now, oh, so finish b'etzim is chaval the ganze shir is the mishtabua says about lemotzi Shabbos, yachzor v'kenenu min ha'goy v'yadbilenu. Chazal don't let b'etzim to be same machandes hato. Say, you're stuck in Atlanta, something else. Now, but you have to know the heta. They claim, b'meile, in the big hotels, it's impossible to be tovel all the kelim. B'meile, you say, because the Mishabur brings down, the Taz says, ha-shoyel min ha-goy le-oilom tzorich tvila. This reason he says that Motzei Shabbos, even if the goy le-moshel doesn't sell it back to you, to make a tvila without a bracha. So again, when you have to in Shabbos, you say mechanet. And there's another heter of Shabbos, because when I can't, could be the whole problem is I'm mevatel the mitzvah. If I say that it's not up to me to do the mitzvah, it's not because Yerem doesn't let me, because it's impossible to do it. So when Yerem is a yid, he's mechuyev, so Bali is mechuyev, so everyone is mechuyev. But when you can't do it, when it's impossible to do it, So b'meile, the same mechad Shabbos. This is one heter of the hotels. What I found out today, Rabbanut for sure, and even Rabbanut Mehadrin, this one I was told from one of the choshev people, I didn't manage to get to the head of the Ashgoch of Rabbanut Mehadrin, I don't want to be moitzi las. Amani, the Badat Eilech HaReidis, every kli is tovel. Every kli is tovel. There's no musik in a restaurant, you go in the Badat, the kli are not tovel. The all you base of fish. What? Rubin, so, the guy, today I don't know, the guy that was in charge till 2 months ago told me that they sold it to a guy. They had a shutzfus guy in every place. Now, I bet that's not, he goes to all these interesting echsherim. Yeah? He has no, it's a soul, it's a marsh bayach, but everything could be also. I'm only eating chicken, I'm only eating salad. So what? The plate is the problem.
We don't have any present cut things.
Cut is also a problem. Now, we'll go back. There's a second heter in the hotel, it's called Klei Seudah. It's not made, the mechayev of tefillas kelim is things that are made for serving food. For using them for serving food. We'll see later for baking maybe, it's a halbeshlav, a grinder, but it's clay seudo. The hotel is not using it for clay seudo. It's a chatimtza to sell you food. They're trying to sell food. They're trying to make money. How they're selling food, they put it on plates and you buy it, and like this, they serve it to you. So it's called Klei Seudah. Like, if you most poiskim, we'll see later in a second. Klei Seudah lemoshel. Maybe I'll skip one of the Teirim. Maybe the second. Lemoshel, the bottles. The bottles. The grape juice bottles. Most places don't table them. They have two etayim. One etayim, it's made for one time. Chad pami. See later. Etayim of chad pami. It's only made for one time. Some people use the bottles a lot. It's called chad pami. I'll explain it in a second. I just want to go to Kaseida. But I don't want to go now to this heter. I want to go to a different heter. The second heter is, they sell grape juice. They're not trying to put it, they need to give you the grape juice. If not, they can't sell it. We're poor. So they put it in a glass. It's not a place to save the drink. They're trying to sell grape juice. It's not klei achilo. This kelim is not klei achilo. It's klei mischo. I explained to you the difference. The heter of chad pami helps the stores and the glass bottles. But it doesn't help the place they make the grapes, they have like a big tank. And every week they squeeze the grapes and they take it out and then they fill it. That tank, if the owner is Mechuyev and Tefillas Kelim, he doesn't have the heter of Chad Pami. There he has a different, I'm saying the hotels. The hotels is no Chad Pami, they're using it. So the Chad Pami will get back again to the heter. Chad Pami was a heter and the bottles that they serve. When Reb Nissim Karelitz did the Oitzra Beis Din and the grape juice of Kamal Mizrahi, he forced them to table. He said he doesn't want to be Soymech. He's the Oitzra Beis Din. He's the Baal. Yeah? He says Oitzra Beis Din doesn't make money. So Oitzra Beis Din is not even selling. So we're just putting it inside. Kids say he forced them to buy a special machine. They have a mikveh kelim and they have like, you know, like they have in the big dining rooms for the wash dish, for the dishwasher as a machine. So they can't table. The bottles roll. It's like a mikveh kelim. But something goes in and goes out, then someone will start to tell you bottle by bottle, but it's not the maestri. So Reb Nissim forced Kamal Mizrahi to make a mikveh kelim and to have a machine to tell you every bottle. First he was sure that bottles are made in Eretz Yisrael, then they found out that they're not made in Eretz Yisrael. But we'll go back later to the chad pami. But we have a heter of klei mechira. It's a chetimtza to make money. Not everyone is masking for that. But Reb Shlomo Zalman wanted to be mitzaref, the svara that you tried to say before, that while it's klei mechira, and the mele also, I can't be toivel it because they will not let me to be toivel it. So they are wrong. The owner of the hotel is wrong. Oh, but the person that is eating in the hotel is allowed to eat. So again, so the Tehrim war in the Maisa of the hotel is already they sell it to a guy. These are the better Echshayim. Again, the Badats, Toivels. The Rabbanut and Kuk gives it to a guy. The Rabbanut Mehadrin, Amol. Sorry, Rabbanut Mehadrin, Amol, Bezman Rav Kulitz. And Rav Kuk Ayob. The Rabbanut Mehadrin Stam, and Rabbanut Bichlal Vechulei, they're saying that it's klei mechira, it's not klei achila. And the same other Shlomo Zalman that a guy doesn't let me. It's not so poshut. You know, sometimes you come to David's synagogue with a whole family, you know, for Shabbos, and you will ask, if you want, you can table. No problem. I could take it to the mikveh outside the table? No problem. Someone tells I like mikveh kelim. Yeah? I could take it? Yes. So you don't know that, though. You're right, maybe you're a bacher that are buying one cup of Coke. If you try to take out the cup, they will not let you. If you make the whole wedding, this is for $1,000, we'll let you. I know I for $5,000, I got a Dadi Mo to kasher it. You pay $5,000, they kasher it. Like this, they have all the chayim there. But if you want to eat there, someone wanted a chasna with a heto to eat there. So, for $5,000, you was masking to kasher the kelim. So, the ones who wait 24 hours from the chayim that we don't eat. So you can't say, I don't have Eichet Timtze. So you have to know, you have Eichet Timtze, you don't have Eichet Timtze. Minavis. But again, the Seder of Shlomo Zalman is nisht. Not miskabel. Why? When the Godim says it's an Isur, for Isur is no heter. And Shabbos. Why I have to sell it to a goy? I can't tell you on Shabbos. So we see nisht as it. And what's with Lifnei Iver? Every time that you're eating, you marshal him in Lifnei Iver. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazon Ish said that you could be samech on the Teirim of Klei Mechira. They had in the old days, they called it a kiosk. Like these little stores, like, you know, the metal stores that sell drinks. And there was no plastic cups, they had a glass cup. You bought a cup of soda. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazon Ish said you could be samech to drink. Reb Chaim Gehlman says, you're not allowed. Reb Moshe was machmir b'chas v'sholem. Not to be same as a tail. Now, so lemaisa, if someone wants to go into a hotel, this time when you go into your cousins, you have to know. If it has a good hechsher, no, you say that he sold it to a guy. If not, you have to know. If you're a boyish, you can't go away for Shabbos there. Now, if you're a boyish, not allowed to eat in the plaza. So what is this? I don't know. I hear some people in America do it, yeah? So what is the head of these people? I'm saying, if they're not toivel, could be the Mashgiach will say he was toivel the Kelim, Chveisnish. But the head is that they say that first of Shlomo Zalman, and also that the owner of Plaza International is also a guy. The man is a Shutfus guy in the ganze Zach. The male, Betziruf, Shutfus guy, Shlomo Zalman, Klei Mechire, so is Bisoymech. But a person has to understand that and that's a stroll to go to these stores, it's a shayla. But you have to know, this is hotels. But when you go to your aunt that told you that she's buying badats this week that you came, it's no shaykhs. And again, if she said she did tefillah scaling, you have to give her the whole shear to know how to do tefillah scaling. So you have to know, it's mamish, not poshut. When we speak on the sheriff from the east of the rice or east of the rabbonon, could be every bite. People go Shabboses, all different places, all different families. These people don't, I mean, ask them, their table gave him. I was somewhere once, I asked, is table gave him? Someone we wash it with soap. I'm telling you, 90% of the people don't know Hilchis Tvilas gave him. 90% of people that are not sharing with table mitzvahs kedeboi don't know Hilchis Tvilas gave him. This makes Shabbos' meals. You don't know if you're allowed to eat by him. Even if he has everyone, even Shabbos to eat shot by him. If he does not feel as scary, you're not allowed to eat by him. Because he has an open house. Now, let me get a shtickle to know if he's feel as scary. Maybe I'll say one more thing in that chalek that will be kaseda. So the ma'aseh the shaila is like we said, some people that mashal go to Shufra and they want to buy nice chocolates in Shufra. So in Shufra, if you pay garnish, you take a get without a kavi. If you pay a little bit more, so then they will give you like a nice glass dish. So they cover it with plastic. The amiratzim think that it's gibayt of them that it's covered with plastic and doesn't need a tefillah kavi. So I spoke to the owners today, Mishumpani Bayfan. I don't know why they cover it with plastic, if anyway they know that plastic doesn't help. Plastic doesn't help. But plastic helps, Mishum Zaman says, Lemoshal, the milk. You have in the soil, the milk comes in a bag. So there's a holder of a milk. You have to be talking about the holder. So Mishum Zaman, because the milk doesn't touch the plastic, it's only in a bag. That bag, it's okay. On Lemoshal, if a person gets a nice dish and he puts packages inside. Bamba packages, Bisley packages, then for sure there's no chiyuv tefillas kavi. But if a person takes a normal dish and he just puts like a little napkin, and on top of that he puts the cookies, it doesn't help. Rosh Zalman says, this is called that he's mishtamish bekeli, and he's over on the isur of tefillas kavi. It doesn't help. I know Sudar Greisa Emiratzas Nishtazay. It doesn't help. I called Apol Talmidim to Rosh Zalman today to find out. It doesn't help. It's close. Maybe they do it, so what is their head though? So, the heterim are like this. The one heter is klei mechira, the same heter of the hotels. They don't want, they're not trying to sell, they're trying to sell chocolate. They want to sell it to you. So you're right, it's a little bit less good and a little bit best. In a way it's better, they just want to sell it. But sometimes it's not. The people are buying the arrangement. So you should not do, if you could, svor lekan v'svor lekan. But they told me in Shufa that their Samech, and also that big store in America, and not, I forgot.
Onos.
They have like five big branches. So they said, the Bava Daim, the Satma Daim, I didn't manage to follow all the Rabbonim that they asked. But the Iker Heto they claimed was that it's Chad Pami by them. It's also very Shvacha Heto. They're not using it for Oifen Kavua. One time in Zil. If the owner wants later to use the dish, for their point, it's not a kli achila. A hotel uses the dish for meals. They do it for once. From their point, after the guy gets it, let it to smash. They're not selling it for the person to be used. So it's not so posh, I'll tell you. It's interesting. Sometimes you sell these nice vases. That ain't a chanami. 80% of the people don't use it again. It's fancy. So there, I could hear it's a chad pami. Some are mamish like a dish that people are planning to use later. But they said from their point, it's like a chad pami. If he wants to use it, so you have to know. So be'etzem, now, there's another kula that maybe, that people are making, that if the keli is not made to use by you, made to use by someone else, it's not called the keli, it's chayav betvila. Then I want to explain the heter of the chad pami. Not only, chad pami of the grape juice was very poshut. It's talking that the grape juice bottle was not meant to use more for once. It's an easy chad pami. Lemaise, all of the hechsherim asay mechalek. Lemaise. Pochis to Yoyser, and all of the hechsherim, I'm not sure about that, but all of the hechsherim asay mech lemaise, but kuk rubin, they're not matel the bottles. Chad pami, it's made for once. And Rav Shmuel Zalman Erbach says more from that. If you poured extra out, you're allowed to pull it back in. It's called chad pami. If you finish to use the bottle and you want to use it again, on the you have the cans, the cracker cans. Cracker, that white stuff. It comes with a nice can. A lot of people after like to do it for andere zachen. You have to know, it's never tovel. You have to table it again. You don't know what I'm talking about? You know what's cracker? White stuff. Oh, made from I'm a Zionist, is that? What? Oats. So it comes with a nice, like, yellow Choshevazach. It's more than the only Choshevazach that are left. But people like to use it for, especially the grandmothers like to use it for cookies or for candies. So you have to know it's not tovel. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have an hechsher, yeah? Some of them. So people like to use it. Gizun Tarek. You have them type it. There's no shaila about it. coffee, Nescafe coffee, the Israeli elite coffee, or even the melty one, the glass, when it comes with glass, it's not tovel. So you can't, it's chad pandi. The shayla is if you want to use the jar again, avadu yichayv tefilas keilim. You have to know that.
As if you made it? The decision to use it again is not as if you made it?
No. Only when it's finished. No, well, I'm sure. But, maybe some people say it. It's not glut. But, the shayla is, Rishon Zalman Rebbe says, you took out a little bit of coffee in the spoon, no, you only want the half of the spoon. You're allowed to pour it back in? So you're not chad pami, so you're trei pami. Same with grape juice. Same with grape juice. Grape juice, not so much people pour back in. On the Moshe Malachsidim, a lot of them, they pour a little bit of water into the grape juice before they use it. So it's a minute. It's pogum, basic nishna. I was last a minute. So also the shayla is, you're allowed to. And here it's even worse than Rishon Zalman, I will explain. Rishon Zalman, you pour in back what you took out. So it's the same thing. It's a meshach shaykh, David Akuma Azza. But out, glach back in. But the chassidim, they pour in extra water inside. Or in grape juice, the moshel, you have to know, a lot of times, some people like, you know, there's not enough place in the fridge for 5 bottles half full. So the nice kid just helps the parents to fill up 2 bottles. Dear Rabbi Mamish, she's taking from a different bottle to this bottle. This is a mamish, I'm not too sure if you're allowed to. It's not bold to me. Shlomo Zalman said to put back from the same thing, yes. By the chassidim, they said a little drops of water, also they say yes. But if someone wants to reorganize his fridge and to make tzimtzum of bottles, that could be Eivah Pashni Yisrael Deiraisa. Could be Yisrael Deiraisa. So this is chad pa'ami, but when the companies don't give a hech, don't table the bottles, you see some of them says tovul, but that these bottles are chad pa'ami. The store is an interesante chad pa'ami. It's not mamish chad pa'ami. So some taker chad pa'ami they're not meant to use a lot of times. So we have klei mechira and chad pa'ami, 2 a tager for the store. Some of them are not mamish chad pa'mi, but when they say chad pa'mi, they mean like this. It's a halacha if I buy a keli, I'm moving to another chidush that a lot of bochim don't know. The marshal, I'm going to leave the year, so I have cousins that live Lamazag and Bnei Brak, they were so nice to me, so I want to buy them a set of dishes before I leave Eretz Yisrael. Nice person. But I know my cousins are very old people. I get the cousin, the kelim is 2 problems. They're too old, and they can't go to be tevel it. Or they're too modern, and they will never tevel it anyways. So what I wanted to have an eitzah, I will tevel it for them. Tire it. You're not allowed to make a brocha when you tevel it, and they have to tevel again when they get it. You can't tevel it for them. Why? For you, it's not klei achila. It's klei matonim. When you bought it, you're not planning to use it for achila. So you're not chai betvilas kelim on it. Claim atonim. Oh, so a lot of poskim say the eitzah is to be mezakeh to yanim. If you mezakeh to yanim, then maybe you be ketovim. It's a shaila, but this. So you have to know it's not a posh. The eitzah is to be mezakeh to yanim. Mezakeh to yanim, so be maybe it's already called a klei achila. What? If you could eat from the keli and then give it to them, the same. Eat from every dish.
That even works? Not even from
not me. Eat. You toivel al das to eat and then you eat. But well, then it's chad pa'ami. So here it's exactly the chad pa'ami. As I'm trying to explain. B'meile, they tend to like this. The store could be as not chayev to be toivel. Shufra could be as not chayev to be toivel the glass. Again, if he will just give glass, could be as not chayev to feel a scale. Now, loch they say not to make a bracha. I'm moving again from the Noisa, I want you to have clothes. In America, a lot of stores have tefillah scalim in the store. So the akbod of all the frumas only after you pay to be toivo.
You can walk in and do it for free.
You can walk in and do it for free. Say that. But I'm saying, not to be toivo, the notion sometimes the store will say, you know, very good service. Everything is really toivo. Service, everything is toivo. Very nice, but toivo again. Because when he was Tevel, he can't be much without a bracha. It's Machlekes Rishonim. So I'm just trying to explain the heter of the chad pami. So they claim that while for them it's only made for use once, so they're not chayv, it's not chol klei achila. So this is the heter of the chad pami. One heter is maybe taket, no one will use it later. If the people decide later to use it, it's a naya decision. But even if we know that the people will use it, but for them it's not mamish like a klei achila. Where's the nafkamina? The problem is when you go and you buy from Shufra the glass, I'm still speaking about that. You buy the glass with the nice chocolates and you plan to give it to me for Shabbos. Now, you already are not selling. You're not Klei Mechira. He sells, he wants people to buy Shufra chocolates. But he knows that he will only sell chocolates. And glasses you have to buy in the second store in Geula, so people will go to Candyland and they'll buy their arrangement. So the way he gets people to buy Shufra chocolates, he has nice arrangements, and this is the mahalach it goes. People buy it because it says the sticker of Shufra on it, but he gets people to buy. But when you already bought it, you're now giving the people nice chocolate with a nice dish. So again, it could be you chai between us kelim. What? Again, it's a matonah, it's a machlekes, if you chai between us kelim or not. But if you're using it for the chocolate, so Anderson, if he's not chayev and he is allowed to put it inside, you're not mechuyev to take it off. It's like you buy the coffee. The store is chad pami. So some machmirim, they buy and they told the store, we're not mechavet to be zeichen the keli till I give it to the other person. This is the machmirim. So when they buy in these stores, they're not zeichen the keli, and the maybe they give the keli straight from the owner. This is the best thing if you want to be yaitzim. So again, Siddov was to be Soymech, because Klei Mechira, and it's Chad Pami, so this is the reason, even in the hotels, we didn't want to be Soymech and Klei Mechira, because there they sell again and again. Here they sell, it's only once. So it's a Chad Pami with the Klei Mechira, and doing about it plastic, and it helps. Why I'm speaking about it so much? If I'm saying, anyway, it's Mutel, so to be the Machmirim. A lot of times, Bez Hashem, you get married, so your mishpacha will want to give mishloach manas. I had to give mishloach manas already. No one already gives the old bottle of wine with a challah. You bring like a fancy little dish and you fill it up with all different tchotchkes. Then already it's not so poshut. You're a person, you're owning, it's not klei mechira. You're giving mishloach manas. So I get a lot of mishloach manas. Other people say they tabled it. It's not so poshut, that helps. Not chayv, it's not oimed la'achila. If you bought it and it's not oimed la'achila, the kli is not chayv betvila. Because it's oimed to give over for a present, shlach bonus. You didn't buy it to eat it.
It's
oimed
la'achila, you give over for a present.
It's not, for him, it's not chayv. It's a machlekes, I said. It's a machlekes. If you tell you what, it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes.
Could you empty it out
right away? No. So I don't know, I might be not to be tovel. My wife puts it in bags, not no shaykhs. And we write, it's not tovel. It's a chiyuv to write to tell a person, if you're a person, if you're a chover, every yeshiva man is called a chover, if you give a keli, and it's not tovel, you have a chiyuv to say that it's not tovel. Because if not, people nentzachon, that it's becheskas, that it's tovel. So you have to know. So I'm saying, in the stores, again, some rabbani will say, chad pami, chad pami, matone, chad pami, I'm not mechuyuv. So I say, for the store we say, matone, he's not oimed, so he himself is. So he has matone, klei mechire, chad pami. The hotel, we say the heter is klei mechire. They don't have matone and chad pami, but they have that maybe their shares are owned by a guy. This is the heter. But when you buy a kli and you give it, so then it's not klei mechire. So then it's much more chomo. So to do in the plastics, it's a shvacha heter, what a lot of people do. And the Shufra stores, a lot of stores say, Val Eilichanayim, Shem Zaman said that this plastic is bottle. Oh, well, Miyoyistayim al Tikrira, that's what Shufra does to Maisa. Miyoyistayim al Tikrira, they cover it also with the plastic. I'm sure it helps also. Klei Mechire, Chad Pami. And it's Oymed, only for one, for Maisa Mechire, it's not Oymed for Yishtamshis. And they put the plastic, and not the Soymech to be doing it. But what could be the hate if a person owns a chocolate store and he wants to be a machmir? Is to put something thicker from a little plastic. like to get like a little plastic plate inside. Something more choshuv. On top of the glass, that could be mafsik. Now let me get a shtick of lemaise. What are the kelim that are chayav betfilas kelim? We said metal and glass, you bench. And we bench on the metal. Clay aids, apotu mitfilas kelim. Karel, we make with a bracha. China, the minig is to do without a bracha. Plastic, the most poiskim, ikara alocha, you're not chayav, yesh machmiri. Mochar akli legoy v'chozar v'kono. Chayav betvila or not? Said, yeah, right? Israeli factory. Sold it to Tesco, and then you buy it from the goy. It's chayav betvila skelim. Well, the machmirim have a problem. You sell the kelim to the goy b'chiras chometz. Motzi Pesach, they toivel all the kelim. Who doesn't? Only people that are not makbid on teira, yeah? So what is the etzer? So in the frum mechiras chometz is written down, v'ani moicher es ha-chometz ha-dovuk ba-kelim, v'ha-balua ba-kelim. But we don't sell the kelim to the goy. Because if you sell the kelim to the goy, you're chayav betvila. Chazanish was very machmir. Siddur was to be makel. I'm not going in. Siddur, you can't say Siddur. Siddur, I'm going to Yisrael that I'm makel in it. But you have to know. Chazanish was machmir. The stick lemosha that you hit the schnitzel with, so it has metal on the edge. It's chayav betvila. Now, electric goods lemosha a kettle. It's chayav betvila. What? Also a metal one. So like this. Lemosha, you have the Shabbos urns. The kula alam it's chayav betvila. Everything is for metal. The question Alamo started in the new electric kettles, that everything is made from plastic, really. Only the line that makes it warm is made from metal. So you have to know. Could be also, it's called a keli. Also, the Metzias is in a lot of them that the place that it's connected is also made from metal, and if you will take out that metal, the water will run out. So maybe it's chayav betvilas keli. So the nice of the minig is everyone, you turn on electric kettle. Now, you put it in the sun for 2 days, the water to dry up and then it dries. That's what you can try. The machlekes apoiskim is a wire that comes out. So Baruch Hashem, and the new kettles, the wire, how much you can try it. You just pull out the wire and finish. But mostly you have a crackpot. So the crackpot is not a problem, because Be'etzem, the metal doesn't touch the food. You only have the inside thing. There, I'm not so sure if it's chayav betvila or not. If it's made from clay cheres, it's not chayav. You have to know chayav the rabbanon. But we table it because it's covered. For sure, without a bracha, we table that dish inside. But look, so you have a crackpot that is one dish without the inside. But you have they have these machines. I don't know how they call them, like a stick that has like a little. The new zach in the last 10 years they use them instead of a blender. Well, hand blender. So there, the wire is connected. So the shaila is how much you have to dip in the water. For sure, the whole keli, not only the metal edge. The shaila is if the wire, you also have to put in the wire or not. Some should just hold on, you can shaykh it. You understand, keli, you don't have to. The tzad that you have to is, because everything has to be covered in water, we learn now. If the wire is the place the wire touches is not covered with water, so if it sticks out, so the ma'is is a whole area that is not covered with water. So like a tchila is to put the whole wire inside also. We'll put it in the sun for 3 days; it will dry up. I'm saying, Siddur Rabbanan want to be mekel. I know the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa is mekel in it. But I know the Meir Shmulevitz is very stark that he has to be machmer. If you can't, you can't be matbil. Love is long with a machine that if you matbil it, it gets ruined. Or there's a lot of things that are really very, very hard to take to the mikveh kelim. So the etzah is, here again, there's a bigger meratzis in the veld. People think you just take out a screw and put it back, it helps. Some people think you take out a screw and you put it back in, instead of tefillah scaling. These people, they themselves are missing a screw. Why? The Mazamet said, why it helps to take out a screw? So Oishan Keli has to be that the Uman has to fix it. If you could fix it, so the Keli never broke. If a Keli died, so if a Uman takes out a screw, or the Marshal, sometimes, even if it's not a Uman, but you mamish take it to pieces. You mamish take it to pieces. It's not avoided to put it back together. Then Eina Chanami, it's bottom and Tvila Skele. But stop one little screw back and forth, Sigolnish. Now, here's a big shaila. I know that Moshe, I don't know exactly, every time I have a vikuach with my bnei bayis, how they have the badats, even better ones, they have the, I don't know, the, what do you call it, you know, the when you make cakes, so amol, you have the real, you know, things to make cakes. Today you get these aluminum pans, yeah, man, like it's like paper goods. So, it's chai pami, it's not chai betvile. Probably some people, especially high in the matzah, so they use it for 5-6 times. The shaila is if the chai betvila scalim or not. The meister, the poiskim say that it's chai betvila without a broche. The tzad without the broche is because it's not a choshev ezach. You have to understand, you can't chop the string from both sides. I meant once to the deer, I saw people are using it like 20 times, yeah? So I asked him, what's he does? Say, chad pa'ami. Then I waited for Kiddush. They make Kiddush in a plastic cup, chad pa'ami. I said, aloha to make in a cup. It's not a cup. No, it's a cup. If it's a cup, so this is a keli. You have to decide. Dehain, I want to explain the logic. Chad pa'ami is not called klei achila. The people that want to be making, even if you use it a couple times, they say, it's not a keli. So that's disposable. It's chad pa'ami. Polka, I'm using it twice. I'm not going to shame keli. But then, the same time is, Abba Hazeh, it's not called a cup of Kiddush. So I'm saying, Abba Val could be tagged the right, could be the mice of the right. So Val could be the mice of the right, is to do it without a bracha. If twice already is Mechayev, it's Alamol Meshaile. He wanted to throw it, and now he decided one more time. Could be you could be making. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it could be shaylus in deraisus. Now, couple mamish quick little halachas to have a double shalom. Again, Amaratzis from now all the Bochim Boch Hashem learned Hilchos Tvilas Kelim. So Friday we'll see everyone going to be Tovel the Kelim. You have to know, you only could be Tovel Kelim in a mikveh that is kosher for Tvilas Noshim. Men mikvehs in most places in the world are not kosher for Tvilas Kelim. When it decides not to be matvil keli, people think stam, they don't want glass to break, and then people will cut their feet. It's also a problem, yeah? But you have to know that could be al pi aloche, it's not good. Another thing, and you have to know that, a lot of mikvahs are not kosher. For tefillas kelim d'oraisa. Because a man mikveh is be'etzem, as we have tishokabim, betvile, beshviche, it's not, b'meilu, we say, b'chadshitis, that it's called a mikveh, it's genug. But we don't get off the rices. So mikveh is kosher, tefillas noshim is also the rices. Another zach that people don't know, I see the moshav where I live is a vision, it's bismedosh, near my very nice bismedosh. They have a tefillas kelim boy. Now, that tefillas kelim, a lot of times people are able to have various kaseidah. Why? The way the tefillas kelim boy is done, it's connected to the, you know, on top is the oitzer, and the rain comes in. It's a ramah, it's a tshuva sharivosh. A mikveh that the water is running out is not called a mikveh. A mikveh that the water is running out is not called a mikveh. So you have a mikveh keli, like a bat. Now it's more rain, it's raining. So the mitzvah says the mikveh is overflowed. I don't know if you went once to mikveh keli, but it's overflowed. Even if it's not over, Avraham Zogin, you put like a chveis, pressure cooker inside, yeah? All the water starts to swim out. While the mikveh is moving out the mikveh, mokim a mikveh, and not coming back to the mikveh. If it's coming out to the sides and swims back in, then it's okay. But it pours over. So it's like zoichalim. Even at the bottom of the mikveh is not zoichalim, the rivosh passes it with tvila. Not going in and out of the mikveh as people take out the pipes, you know, to the chiburim. But this is ready. Anyway, mikveh for men, mach mishtois. But here's the shayla from the deiraisa. So lemaisa, it's not me'akev b'di'evet, it's a gzeire, but lemaisa steht in rivosh. If the water is pouring over when you table the kelim, you're not allowed to use it. So the eitz is, you just take a pot, you pour out some water until it goes under the level of the top, and then you table kelim. Now, if you have one keli, you say altvilas keli, and if you have a lot of kelim, you say altvilas keli. Some kelim you don't make a brocha on, the marshal, the mixer pieces, you don't make a brocha, because they're not, even the declare achile, but they're not made to make food to eat. They make the food to be ready to bake. So it's not called klei achile. Lekatchile if you matbil couple kelim, not to talk till you finish to be matbil all of the kelim. But if you spoke, you're not mechuyev to bench again. If you made a brocha on a keli, and the keli broke, you could go to the next keli, and you don't have to make another brocha. Now, the water has to come to every part of the keli, and you cannot be matbil a half a keli and then another half a keli. The whole keli has to be tovul in the same time together. Now, you have to know that you have to hold the keli refuyo, not strong, light. If you hold on the keli strong, so the mele also like tvila, because in that mokum is no water. So what is the eitzah? You can hold it very light. But sometimes it could slip away, or you don't know what is the shear of life. So there's two eitzes. One eitzah that under the water you will change the place. Or you put your hand under the keli, and then it's not a problem. Now other eitzah, the person can say you put your hand into the mikveh, you wet it in the water of the mikveh, and then you touch the keli. Lekatchile, you leave your hand inside. Dahainu, you put one hand inside, it's wet, and then you bring the other keli and you give it to that hand, and that hand holds it, so then it's not a problem. So now there's some place can say, it's again, if you wet the keli, it's the same idea, but it's it.
Or you put it in a basket.
Oh, the other eitzah is to put it in a basket. It's better what happens in most mikvahs, but you have to know, you can't put piles and piles in baskets. Even if you put a couple things together and you see that they're attached to each other, you're not yoytze tefillah.
The whole basket has to go in.
What?
The whole basket
doesn't have to go in if the basket has holes, for sure. The baskets don't have holes, so for sure everything has to go in. The basket has holes, the whole basket doesn't have to go in. But, again, you have to know when you put a lot of things in the basket, they're allowed to touch each other, you're allowed to have, but it has to be that it's loose. A lot of times you put a couple dishes inside, even when you take it out, you might have to work to separate them after it. So you have to know b'chai gavmi, you're not yoytze. Mi'ikar ha'alochen, ikar ha'din, k'mo shehuva b'kol ha'poiskim, it's enough to tovel a keli once. This epis, some machmirim taine, that you do it three times. And tvilas noshim and anoshim is brought down already, the musik of three times. Some people do an anoshim shin yud, But Shalish Pe'olim is bought down. In Kalim, it's not bought down, the Maisa, to do three times. Sido Andre having such a minute, no one the Maisa knows the Mokka from that minute. they want, this is the noise, if you learn out from Noshim or not. We'll stop here.